Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Calling the Tri-City TipsNet for Wednesday evening, July 17th. Your net control is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf. My name is Kevin. I'm located in Norwich. And as I say, I'll be your net control this evening. Good Lord willing, we have a thunderstorm moving in, so we'll be winging it here this evening. And maybe Tim or someone will be a backup net control for me in case I have to unplug. Good evening, all. The TipsNet is open to all amateur radio operators who like to participate, and those who just want to listen, that's fine, too. You do not need to be a member of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club to be a valuable part of this net. Again, all amateurs are welcome. The purpose of the net is to provide a somewhat informal operating environment in which amateurs, both experienced and new hams, can ask questions about and exchange information pertaining to amateur radio, as well as to share good amateur radio fellowship and practice and encourage good operating procedure. The primary frequency for the net is right here on the 147.06 repeater in Salem, Connecticut. The W1DX machine, our backup if it's needed, is 146.97, which has the same CTCSS tone, 156.7. It's a directed net, so direct your communications through net control, unless otherwise instructed. The net takes place in three parts. The first part is the topical portion. We will take check-ins and then go through the list for those who have comments or questions pertaining to amateur radio, and we will do our best to field those questions or topics of discussion. That's the first part. The second part is for announcements of interest to the amateur community about things such as upcoming events, and the third part of the net is the swap section for those who have amateur radio gear that they're looking for, or that they want to get rid of, or buy, or sell, or trade, or what have you. When checking into the net, we ask that you use the following procedure. Key your mic and say the phrase, "This is," then unkey the mic, as I will do here. And when you're sure that you're not doubling with anybody, give your call signs slowly and phonetically so net control can jot it down. You may also like to give your name and location. That's always helpful. And if you have a question or a topic you'd like to bring up, just mention that briefly, and then when we go back through the list, we'll get you in turn. I believe that will do it for the housekeeping here and the opening of the net, so let's go ahead and get started with some check-ins, and we'll see who is up to what and who has what questions or topics they'd like to bring up this evening. Again, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and I'm Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf. My name is Kevin, your net control this evening. I am now standing by for check-ins. Anybody anywhere who would like to join the TipsNet this evening, come with your call and list any topic that's on your mind that you'd like to cover. Please come at this time.
Here is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Grind, and I have one question pertaining to loaded antennas.
Here is Kilo 1, Romeo Mike November, Bob in Montville, no questions at this time.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave in Preston, no questions yet.
Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. No questions yet.
Here is November Kilo 1 Victor. Steve, Coventry, no questions.
All right, thus far the net recognizes K0JEB with a question about loaded antennas. We also have K1RMN, K1DCT, KC1TWR, and NK1V checked in. Thank you, gentlemen. Additional check-ins for the TIPS net this evening. Your call signs, please. Well, we'll get started and we'll have periodic calls for check-ins. I'll try and do them about every 10 minutes, which is the usual form. We'll see if I remember. How's that? We'll get started with Josh, who also has a question, so that's appropriate to get started with that. And Josh, you're at the top of the list. Good evening. K0JEB from KA6PDG on the TIPS net. Go right ahead, sir. Good question. Thank you. I personally do not have any experience with trying to do something like that, but maybe there's those who have a loaded 20-meter dipole. The way you've described it, is it viewed as being an efficient thing to do and has an inverted V. So very good. We'll see what folks have to say. As we go through the list here, next up on the list of stations is Bob in Montville, K1RMN. Bob, any thoughts on Josh's question or anything else, sir?
Good evening. This is K1RMN. Everybody out there? I don't have any info to help Josh out on what he's doing. I wish him luck, and I'm glad he was able to use the wire I gave him, so that's a really good thing. I'm going to sit back here and listen for some of the more learned amateur radio operators to be able to weigh in and give Josh a little help. This is K1RMN. Back to net.
All right, Bob. Very fine. Thank you. Dave might know something about this topic, so let's get right to K1DCT. You're up, Dave. Any thoughts?
Well, I'm waiting for the more learned hams to show up. I have never built a loaded dipole, but, I mean, the basics are you're taking a dipole and putting a coil in there to physically shorten while the antenna, while keeping its electrical length, calculated length, where it should be to give you a resonant spot. So it's And as far as an inverted V is just another dipole with shaggy arms. So you could certainly use it as an inverted V or a sloper or any sort of dipole. Actually, you could even make it into an L with one vertical and one horizontal. Make an L antenna. You could get that to work too. So and that gives you both vertical and horizontal. Polarization. That's the word. So that's about all I can tap out of my general knowledge. And hopefully someone smart will come in here soon. K1DCT.
I don't know. I think those were pretty smart words. Good thought about the L antenna, which I've never used. But I know one point when I was getting ready to use HF here at the house and having somewhat limited space out back, somebody said maybe I should try an L antenna. But maybe someday we'll experiment with that. And I thought loading was also for, I always think of it as lengthening the antenna. But maybe that's just in the case of verticals. I know very little about this, as you can clearly tell. But Tim might have done some reading. KC1TWR, do you have any thoughts on Josh's question or anything else this evening that might be worthy of discussion? KC1TWR, KA6PDG, and the TIPSnet.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. And unfortunately, no, Josh, I have no experience or knowledge that I can help toss your way or say that I've ever attempted such a thing. And of course, when you said loaded, my first, for whatever reason, my mind was immediately went to loaded baked potatoes. And then from there, it jumped to the Willington pizza place up in Willington, Connecticut, where on TV show The Best Thing I Ever Ate, they just did a segment on their red potato pizza. So I don't know if Steve is near there or has ever tried the pizza there. I'd be curious for a report on that. But anyhow, getting back to amateur radio things. No, I have never been involved with that. My latest thing that I've been looking into is NBEMS, Narrow Beam, I think it's Electronic Message Service. And it's something I'm starting to look into it. But anyhow, I wish I could say more about the antennas, other than the fact that an inverted V, I always thought it was a pyramid, till it dawned on me that a pyramid actually has three sides and an inverted V only has two. So, with that rambling, I will ramble back to Kevin, KA6PDG. This is KC1TWR.
Well, I wrote down your little narrow beam electronic messaging service, so next time I get to you, I hope you're going to tell us what that is. And that pizza sounds pretty good, although I think it's kind of dangerous mentioning that sort of thing on a net just before the net control calls on NK1V. Because who knows, he might have tried the potato pizza or whatever it is. NK1V, good evening, Steve. What you got? Any comments on Josh's question? Or any other topics come to mind that you'd like us to tackle tonight?
NK1V. First thing, yes, I have been to Willington Pizza quite a few times, and not sure. I think I did have some kind of tomato pizza at one occasion. Very good. Everything there is usually good. One interesting thing about the place is that they, and do not ask if you go, they do not serve French fries, and they become quite edgy when you question them why they don't serve French fries. It was the weirdest thing. They don't have, like, fried anything. But everything else is great, so I guess that's just what they do. Josh, you're always up to something. You're as bad as me. I am not working with a loaded dipole. I have been doing, as you may or may not know, a whole bunch of portable stuff, and I have currently a very effective system of a vertical with several pieces, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces length of copper pipe, 1 6-foot, 1 5-foot, 1 4-foot, 1 3-foot, and 1 18-inches, and with that combination of different ones, I'm able to cover 10, 12, 15, 17, and 20 vertically with no coils or anything like that. Where my problem is, what I'm doing is I'm trying to get something that I can adapt with this vertical to do 40. Let me reset, please. So I have been using, doing quite a bit of researching and head scratching, and have not put the soldering iron to anything yet on it, but loading, figuring out a way to put a coil to load this, which is 16 feet 5 inches, which is obviously not a dry, it's just portable, not a dry, mobile, to do 20 meters. I read a lot of stuff where people have made them usable on 40 meters by building some sort of loading coil. The thing I keep running into is a lot of the plans, which I have seen with dipoles too, and I've done nothing with, is capacitance hat, some sort of ring or some sort near the top, or as high as possible, depending on the design. And I've seen those on dipoles, which I never really, I actually have the ARRL antenna book here that I should crack open and start studying instead of just messing around on the internet. But, yeah, it's interesting, the whole concept of coils. I'm still confused on it. I'm also glad that you're digging into it, because I'm always eager to hear what you come up with. I do understand that there is immediate efficiency issues once you start coiling, and you are lengthening the electrical length and shortening the physical length. But when the situation requires, the benefits, you can, that's where the whole capacitance thing comes in. And I haven't quite figured it all out yet. I'm still drawing and scratching and erasing and drawing. Back to that NK1B.
Very interesting stuff. Thanks, Steve. And also there at the end, your phraseology sort of clarified what David said. Now I understand what he meant when he talked about shortening. He was referring to physical shortening, but electronic lengthening. Okay. So you got me squared away, and that takes some doing on any net. Thank you very much. I'm going to go back to Josh for a follow-up and see what he might have benefited from any of the comments or have some additional questions. And after that, we're going to pause for more check-ins for the net. But Josh, if you'd like to take a moment, was any of that helpful? K0JEB in the TIPS net, KA6PDG.
K0JV. I just thought it more of a topic of conversation. The mathematics involved in trying to plan out building a coil for a loaded antenna is kind of involved. I kind of stole a design I found online and modified it to use a type of wire I had. The design I found online was to use a 22 gauge thinner wire, but the 4-inch length coil that I made cut back the actual length of the antenna by 6 or 8 feet, something like that. It's not as efficient, but I tried it out on the FT8, and I did make a couple contacts on it. I just didn't try doing the inverted V or anything with it yet. So I'll have to report back next time as to whether or not I got around to doing that. And since Tim was so gracious to take ham radio and put it in the food, I had another question for the group. Wondering if anyone's ever tried to cook a hot dog or a potato on their antenna while they were having a long QSO. KA6PDG, K0JB.
Oh my goodness. Well, you never know, because hams do strange things, so we'll put that as an official question for the net. when we get back to going around the group here. Thank you. Josh, and also, again to Steve, you mentioned the ARRL antenna book. What a wonderful resource. And if you don't have one, start writing your letter to Santa Claus, because Christmas is coming. It's a good thing to have around the shack or in the go-kit or whatever. All right, this is the TipsNet, where we talk about ham radio. Fancy that. And we're going to pause here and see if we have any more stations who would like to check in this evening. If you have a question, great. If you don't and you just want to come aboard and say hi and maybe contribute to the knowledge base of the net, Lord knows we could use it. Everybody's welcome. This is Net Control, KA6PDG, for the Tri-City Club Tips Net, looking for additional check-ins. All right, well, it's quiet at the moment, and it looks like my thunderstorm has gone away too, so thank you, whoever's responsible for that. So Josh wants to know if anybody's ever tried to cook a potato or an ear corn or anything on their antenna during a long QSL. I wonder if that was sort of tongue-in-cheek. I wonder if that was directed to me, long transmissions and all. Now, before we go back around the list, just one other thing I thought I would mention. Last week, I was not in a position to participate in the net to any degree. We had just gotten home from a long day and were enjoying our grinders, so I politely excused myself from the net after checking in. But as I was reviewing the recording to post it on the website, am1700.org/tipsnet, there was some mention, some conversation about a rather surly notion, a rather untoward idea of perhaps giving the, what we would call in the U.S., the lower half of the 2-meter band over to primary use by digital aircraft stuff. And I'd never heard of it before, so I tried to read a little bit this evening before the net. Let me reset. And I came across a blog, a conversation that had been started by an amateur over in France. And what I gather with this, well, I guess I can't say nonsense because somebody's taking it seriously. But apparently this is something that at this point is being discussed over in Europe. And there is nothing really that the ARRL has to say or do with it unless and until it's brought before the World Radio Conference. Right now it's a European discussion. If it gets brought to the World Radio Conference, then it will become a global conversation. One of the things that was pointed out is the 144 to 146 megahertz group of frequencies are universally allocated for amateur radio around the world, and thereby maybe a little bit convenient, and maybe that's why the idea came about to target it, to think about grabbing it up for the purpose of, let's see, it was border control and forest fire management, I think, and there may have been something else. Anyway, maybe some of you have read more than I have on this and want to comment on that. It's certainly a possible topic for conversation. In my opinion, it's an idea that I hope goes nowhere, but we'll see. Apparently, it's being taken seriously enough that people are blogging about it and governments are talking about it and all that. So, there you go. Get everybody all excited and hot and bothered on the net tonight. This is the TipsNet. Let's see. I'm going to skip Josh. I gave him an extra turn. I'm kind of curious if anybody's baked the potato on the antenna. So let's go to K1RMN. Bob, you're up next on the TipsNet.
Oh, Kevin, this is K1RMN. Josh, I did send you a link to an article. I don't know if it's the same one that you used to make the antenna, but had a lot of good stuff in there on how to tune it and what to do with it. So that might help you. I hope so. I also have the newest copy of the antenna handbook from ARRL, and you're welcome to borrow it at any time. As far as changing bands and giving things away, I haven't read anything, so I don't even want to broach that subject without doing some reading, which I will start doing right now, because that's very important that we keep control of those things. And as far as cooking food on your antenna, not sure about that. I've cooked a lot of food on my engine block, but haven't done it on the antenna yet. This is K1RMN. Back to Matt.
All right, although I suppose you could use your antenna for a bug zapper, maybe, perhaps, possibly, maybe not. Thanks, Bob. Next up is the venerable K1DCT in Preston. Dave, go right ahead. Anything you want to follow up on, comment on, or maybe a question came to mind that you want to share with the group. Go right ahead, Dave.
All right, well, thank you. This is K1DCT. Let's see. No further comments on antenna stuff. I will mention the League antenna books are very informative, and along with the handbook, you can learn a lot about making coils, what it does for you. Good stuff. I can say I have never cooked a hot dog on one of my antennas. Just thinking about it, I think you would have to run an awful lot of power to be able to cook a hot dog. I know they use hot dogs in high voltage demonstrations because human beings and hot dogs are about the same consistency, meat and water. You can most definitely cook a hot dog with two nails and a death cord or a zip cord, whatever you like to call it, and plug it into 120 volts. You can cook it that way. Back to that, K1DCT.
Yeah, you can also cook yourself that way, I would imagine. Haven't tried it. Of course, if the question had been, has anybody ever cooked a hot dog on their amplifier? Now, that might be a whole different racket. Thanks, Dave. Where are we? We're at Tim Time, KC1TWR. You're up next, second round here on the TipsNet. Tim, what you got?
Thank you, Kevin. Actually, a couple of things. In the July 11th email that was distributed by the ARRL, it states the IARU president offers assurances regarding the French 144 to 146 megahertz allocation proposal. The president, Tim Allam, VE6SH and G4HUA, said his organization empathizes with the concerns of the radio amateurs, and they're basically on top of it. They're still working this as a regional issue, and it's already working to keep the band open for radio amateurs. While the issue could end up on the agenda of the World Radio Communication Conference 2023, a lot would have to happen first. There's more information on the article there, but basically they're handling it internally there at this point. And so I wouldn't get too flustered about it, and as he pointed out, it might end up in 2023, so it's not something that's going to happen tomorrow, so that's good. Let me reset. Okay, as far as cooking hamburgers, talking about the about it is that, yes, you can use a TMZ, go from your computer through the TMZ to the radio, or, in a pinch, you can use the computer's speaker and microphone, and the radio speaker and microphone hold them up to each other and still be able to transmit and receive the digital information. So, that's what I'm going to start looking into. Back to control, this is KC1TWR.
Sir, well, the beginning of your transmission was great. It seemed like it was full quieting. And then you unkeyed the mic to reset the repeater, and when you keyed up again, I know that you were launching your conversation about cooking on antennas, and I couldn't make out anything other than that. And then toward the end, your signal started to come back as you were talking about the digital stuff. So, can you, I think we got the digital stuff. Could you repeat the comment about cooking? Because I'm really curious. Maybe increase power if you can. You're about 90-95% noise as far as I can tell. I don't know what happened there. Maybe your antenna connection's loose or something. So, let's let you think about that, work on that, and I'm sure by the time we get back to you, you will have figured it out, or maybe something's interfering with you. I'm sorry about that. I'm sure it was a very worthwhile piece of information. As all of your transmissions are. Thanks, Tim. Let me get up to Steve, who's been waiting patiently, and see if he has any thoughts on any of this stuff tonight. NK1V, this is KA6PDG in the TipsNet. You're up, Steve.
NK1V. Yeah, cooking at the end of an antenna. I actually had a situation with my, I guess it would have been 130-foot resonant 80-meter dipole that I had up for a while. At one, randomly, I'm kind of in an opening in the woods. There's woods on all sides, you know, two sides, and then the road's out in front. It stretches between all that. Oh, just walking around doing whatever I was doing, checking stuff, I noticed one morning that there was a large bird just below the end of where that dipole would attach to the insulator and to the paracord that I used. And it was quite alarming, and I didn't see any injuries or anything to it, and I actually was quite concerned that maybe I had caused that situation. I never was unconclusive, you know, I checked around and looked. I didn't really know if that was actually possible or I could have done something. And since then, I rarely use, I don't push a lot with the amp and stuff, even though I have a different antenna up that seems to act quite differently. The other one was a very effective antenna, as is the fan dipole that I'm using now. But yeah, it's an interesting topic to bring up because I don't know what is actually possible to happen to something that, you know, I guess I know at the tips is where things get real crazy. But hopefully I did not cause that damage to the environment, but I may or may not have. But in either way, I go by the general saying of the league and stuff like that. You know, I try to use minimal power, as little as needed to make my communication. That's about all I can do, I guess. Back to that, NK1B.
Yep, I think you're right. That's all you can do is your best. It's good to be sensitive to those type of concerns and environmental issues and the critters out there by the antenna, but I rather imagine there's only so much you can do. Very interesting thoughts, though. Thanks, Steve. And that puts me at the bottom of the list here. So why don't we go ahead? It's about 34, 35 minutes past the hour, coming up on the same. So let's pause and see if we have more check-ins for the TipsNet. All amateurs are welcome to check in and ask a question pertaining to amateur radio or bring up a topic or just say howdy. We're pretty friendly net overall. Anybody who'd like to check in, please come with your call sign at this time. This is KA6PDG and the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Let's see here. I think what we'll do, got a little time, not going to beat any dead horses here, but we usually talk during the second part of the net about things that are happening of interest, but maybe we can talk for a moment about things that are not happening. I received word earlier this afternoon that I can't call it a de-expedition. The mini expedition to Sandy Point has been canceled for this weekend. And let me go to Tim. Tim, let me hear your signal, and if you're readable, maybe you could talk a little bit about that. And I gather it was because of the weather, and is it being canceled or is it being postponed? Tim, let me hear your transmission. KC1TWR, KA6PDG. Tim, your signal's still having a problem, but I did get the gist of what you said, and I will go to Bob. Josh, did you have something of an urgent nature? Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment. I think Tim might be having an issue with his microphone. I was getting him at a 9 plus 20 on the input, and it was still staticky real bad, so it's K0JB back to net.
I hadn't thought about that. That is a possibility. Maybe a little bit of a short or a bad connection in the microphone. That's a distinct possibility now that I think about it. K1RMN, I'm going to call on you for an update on Sandy Point or no Sandy Point or anything you want to say on that subject while we have a couple of minutes, Bob. Go ahead.
KA6PDG, this is K1RMN. Well, Sandy Point has been canceled for this weekend due to the temperature being around 100 degrees and the heat index being a lot hotter than that. So we're going to reschedule that for the 3rd of August, and the calendar has been changed with the islands folks. So we're back on their calendar for 3 August, and Tina is going to bring us out then. So the same crew that signed up, if you're still interested, I know we also have a fox hunt that day, but Tina's hospitality with her boat is something we don't want to take and move around too much. So that's where we're at with that, and hopefully we'll get, I know Bill, K1EV, is signed up along with myself to go on that adventure, so I'll send it back to Net Control.
Alrighty, very good. I'm glad I asked, because I had heard the word canceled, and so I'm glad to know that it's actually just postponed until August 3rd. And then we'll see what happens with the fox hunt. Maybe that will be rescheduled or not. Well, stay tuned, as with many of these things. to your local amateur radio repeater. And we'll hear more, but I think that was a good call. It's really not going to be healthy to be out in that environment, and if somebody should get sick, it would be very hard to get them medical attention. So, good call on that, and August 3rd for Sandy Point. If you were planning to go this weekend and are able to go on August 3rd, let the powers that be know so that they can make sure the headcount is accurate. Thanks, Bob. All right. Anybody else with any topical discussion or anything of that nature before I go into the second part of the net? Anybody have anything?
KC1TWR, just radio check.
Oh, much, much better. What was it?
I have an extender on my microphone, it has two RJ45s, and I guess they got stressed and pulled, so thank you, Josh, for narrowing that down. I'd already checked the antenna and so forth and started the car, got the power cranked up, so that was a good bit of detective work. K6PDG, KC1TWR.
Yes, it was. Very astute. Thank you, Josh. Thanks for being of help to the net. And Tim, I think you owe Josh a cooked hot dog on your antenna. Got that all squared away. I couldn't figure out what would have been doing that. All right, let's. Why don't we go ahead and do part two of the net? And we've had some good discussion. Let's go and see if we have any upcoming events or announcements of interest to the general amateur community. If so, please come with your call sign and be recognized. This is the TIPSNET. This is KA6PDG. Stations with announcements or bulletins, as they say.
KC1TWR.
I thought you might have something. Go right ahead, Tim.
I just wanted to remind everyone that Raycon is having their meeting, their monthly meeting this Thursday at the Norwich Firehouse at 7:30 p.m., where we will be discussing the fox hunt. So be there or be square. Also, don't forget, because the Sandy Point expedition has been postponed, we should have a relatively full crew for breakfast at the Uncasville Diner at 8 o'clock on Saturday for all those that like to come and gab away and shoot the breeze about all kinds of things. With that, back to net control, KC1TWR.
Well, there you go. That's probably one advantage. We'll have a good turnout for breakfast Saturday morning, hopefully. And Raycon meeting tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Central Fire Station in Norwich, where many things will be talked about, including the fox hunt. Thank you, Tim. Anybody else with any announcements this evening of general interest to the ham community? Your call signs, please. Onward and upward. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSNET, KA6PDG net control. Before I go into the swap section, I'm going to pause and see if there are any stations you'd like to check in. Anybody who'd like to join the TIPSNET this evening, your call signs, please. Right through the net here. Okay, that's about quarter till, so this is all good. We're now entering the swap section of the TIPS net. This is where we invite amateurs to list ham gear that they are either looking for or want to get rid of or want to buy or sell or trade or swap or give away or blow up or, well, no, we'll skip that last part. Anybody with any ham gear to swap, you may list prices on the air, but do not dispute or haggle on the air about prices. Let's save that for off the air. So, anybody have any ham gear that they're looking for or want to get rid of, etc.? Call signs, please.
1V.
Hot dogs must be done. NK1V, go ahead.
K1V, it seems as though chicken is more available out here. I have in my possession, I do not own it. It is from a friend of mine who does some clean out kind of things from estates. It is a Yaesu Foxtrot Romeo Golf FRG 7700. It's the owner was not a ham, he was just a shortwave fan, and I understand that it was used pretty much daily. You know, it was in the evenings and stuff, he liked to listen to shortwave and bed and such things like that. It does appear to be in good shape. I am just been playing with it. I didn't mess with it too much tonight with the lightning and everything going on, but I have been, last night I messed with it a little bit. It seems to be hearing fine. They're not known for their awesome hearing. It's definitely not as good as my 756, but it does seem to function. Everything is functioning. So anyways, to make sure, so long, if anybody has any interest in that, I kind of know what it's worth. I'm not really sure, but just my email is good on QRZ, and just shoot me an email, and I can send pictures, whatever, if anybody has any interest or anything. It's a nice little receiver. I may make an offer myself. Back to net, NK1B.
All right, Steve, thank you. November Kilo 1 Victor lists a Yaesu Fox Romeo Golf 7700 receiver. If anybody has an interest in that, Steve is good on QRZ. Shoot him an email and let the chips fall where they may. Thank you very much. Anybody else with any swap items this evening? PDG and the tips net. Well, I actually have one. I'm considering trying to find an old amateur radio phone patch that somebody might have used on HF at one time when hams did a lot of phone patches. You young kids have no idea what I'm talking about. You guys just go back to sleep and I'll wake you up for the net closing. But if anybody has an old phone patch that they want to get rid of, please contact me, KA6PDG Kevin, and I am good on QRZ and on the traffic net and this net, and I don't know, I'm all over the place. So I'd kind of be interested in that. Anybody else? Will make this the last call for the swap section tonight on the tips net. Dave is fond of saying the hot dogs have all been served and the beer tap is empty, so we're going to get ready to kick everybody out of the bar here. But before we do that, let's see if there's anything else for the good of the order of the net. Before I close, any last-minute check-ins, anything net control has overlooked, or anything that should be disseminated before we close up tonight. Glad to get you in here, John. W1JOP, nice to hear you. John, I'm going to pass it back to you for any comments, and particularly, are you looking at the weather radar there? What do we got for the rest of the night, buddy?
Well, the sun is setting in general, well, starting to set, and generally speaking, the heating of the day is over, so anything that's going on right now, there's a silver thunderstorm watch up until 10 o'clock, but if I had to guess, or by the way things look, it looks like things are a lot quieter than before. There's a lot of activity off to our west, but it's not really moving that much. Anyway, be careful this weekend. It's still forecasting a high of a 100 for inland areas as best we can, about 95 along the shoreline for Saturday. Sunday, a high of 94 inland and about 90 or so on the shoreline, and same thing for Friday, so it's going to be a dangerous weekend. So if you got your seat, please hang out on it. If you don't, vacate the area like I plan on doing. Anyway, back to that. This is W1GOP.
Nice weekend to take a road trip up to Prince Edward Island or something. All right. Thanks, John. Yeah, as I was opening the net, I had a thunderstorm moving in, but apparently somebody was saying their prayers and scared it away for me. Thanks very much for checking in, buddy, and for your help. Anything else for the net before I close? Don't forget the net controls tip jars to the left of the door as you leave. And, I don't know, is it legal to say that? That can be a topic for next week's net. Thanks, everybody, for participating. It's fun, as always. You'll have a different net control next week, so tune in and find out who that's going to be. Maybe it'll be Tim, maybe it won't. This has been a regularly scheduled session of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, which meets every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. here on the W1DX repeater, 147060 in Salem, Connecticut, CTCSS tone of 156.7. Remember, these nets are recorded, and if you miss an ad and want to go back and review something, you can go to am1700.org/tipsnet. That's AM, and the number is 1700, am1700.org/tipsnet. You'll see a directory for 2018 nets and a directory for 2019 nets. It's all self-explanatory. If you'd like more information about the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, the many events the club participates in, this net, the club meetings, which are held once a month, simply visit tricityarc.com. That's tricityarc.com. Thanks to W1AN for the use of his repeaters, and for those who maintain the repeater system in fine working order, it's very much appreciated. We're returning this repeater to normal amateur use at 54 minutes past the hour. Good evening to all in 73, KA6PDG, clear.